You have no idea what goes through my head when we talk. When we text, email, chat, share a funny picture, flirt. I love the time we spend together. But every second of every day, from the moment you came into my life, all I can think about is owning you. Making you belong to me completely. Taking you and making sure everyone knows you're my property. I watch you living your life, trying your best, and I know you need guidance. You need a firm hand to direct you and show you how to be better. You just have no idea what you're doing, and it can be so frustrating to watch you fail. But I'm patient. I can play the long game with you. I've learned everything about you. Honestly, I know you better than you know yourself at this point. I can determine with pinpoint accuracy when one of your girlfriends is going to cheat on you. Or you're going to have a bad day at work, and all the myriad other problems you have that ultimately stem from your own terrible decision-making. If you had any idea how much better your life would be if you just let me make those decisions for you, but you'll have to find out for yourself. You'll make your mistakes and go tumbling down, and who's going to be there to pick you up, to make you better? That's right, darling. I see the fearful way you always approach me when you're low, and I'd be lying if I said it didn't send a shuddering thrill through my body. But you shouldn't be scared of me, sweetie. I'm only here to help you. The fear you're really feeling is the same fear all men feel when they think their precious masculinity is being taken away from them. But what were you doing with all that machismo, dear? Where has it gotten you? A dead-end job? Weak women who use you and run away? It's sad. Pathetic, really. All I see when I look at you is potential, and you repeatedly piss it all away. But someday you won't. And I can wait, darling. I can wait for the day you come to me and tell me you're ready. The day you come to me and tell me you're ready to be mine. I know you will, because I've already told you what I expect from the men in my life, and you, with all your he-man thinking with your dick, fake strength, didn't leave. You stayed. You know there's only one way to ever experience what I have between my shapely thighs, and even though it's everything you tell your idiot friends you'd never do, you still talk to me. You still come to me, flirt with me, sheepishly ask me for advice in that cute little way that you do. And that's how I know you're considering it. No, you know what? It's more than that. You want it. You want me to take you, but you're so terrified of what it would mean to admit it that you bury those feelings down deep, just like everything else. Because you know I don't just want to own your body. As fun as it is for me to tease you and make you beg and deny you over and over, it's so much more for me to own your mind, your feelings, your wants and desires. I don't just want to be your owner. I want to be your mother, your wife, your goddess, your whole entire world. I want your every thought to revolve around me. I suppose it's ironic that you're the one I can't get out of my head, but I've just never desired something as much as I do you. Do you have any idea how many times we've been talking that I just wanted to grab you, to drag you somewhere and do what I want? It's infuriating not to be able to use you the way I see fit. I should be able to hold you down whenever I want, to see the look of terror and lust in your eyes as I touch you, as I demand that you touch me. But there's a procedure. I could fuck you anytime I want. I know that by the painful looking erection you get anytime I'm in your vicinity, which, by the way, I very much appreciate. But simply fucking you allows you to run away from me, to tell your buddies what a great lay I am, and I assure you, darling, I am a very great lay. And then to drift away and forget about me as though I am one of your common hookups. I am nobody's one-night stand, little man. I am a woman. A powerful woman with powerful needs that you will satisfy when the time comes. And until that time comes, you will get fucking nothing. And you know it. Even now, as I explain to you how strong my want is, and I can tell how much you want to give in, to let go of everything and fall into my arms, sobbing, begging me to help you, to give us both what we need, I can tell you're fighting it. But can you imagine how much easier it would be if you simply stopped fighting? Let your tears come and grieve that sad, pathetic man you're leaving behind, so you can embrace your new identity as my property. Imagine how happy you'll be doing everything to my exact specifications, eating what I tell you to eat, wearing what I tell you to wear, exercising when I tell you to, cooking for me, cleaning for me, pleasuring me, and never having to guess how to give me an orgasm, because I'll tell you, darling, I'll tell you everything. Of course, there will be punishments for misbehavior. There always are. And as much as I hate to punish my pretty little man, I can't ever, ever let disobedience slide. But there's rewards for being a good boy, aren't there? And I know deep down you want to be a very good boy for me. I love to reward my baby just as much as I hate to punish you for being bad. And I can promise you that my rewards are very special. Imagine my hand on your chest, holding you down against the couch. You know you're a strong man. You know you should be able to push me off you with ease, but you're so lost in my world that you might as well have the strength of a toddler. So feeble are your attempts to do anything you know I don't want you to do. Imagine how easily I'll hold you down as my lips slide up and down your shaft, so slowly. I'm not one of your whores, little man. I'm not going to give myself whiplash sucking your cock just because you saw it in a porno one time. No. You're going to feel me move with a purpose. So slow that even your ankles will start sweating. You can't move your hands. You can't move your hips. You can't look anywhere but right into my eyes. And you know the message my eyes are giving you, darling. They're telling you that if you come, I'm going to punish you. The reward will never come. Imagine how long I'll make you wait for it. I don't have to make you wait. My eyes could just as easily tell you to release everything you have into my mouth, and you would, darling. With only a glance from me, you'd cry out, you'd shake, and your cock would just pulse and pulse as you give me exactly what I ask for. But you're making me wait to own you, darling, which means I'm going to have to make you wait. Every time you get a little close, I'm just going to have to go even slower. I may even stop. And then start again when I want to. And only when I can see the stinging tears begin to appear in your eyes will I take pity on you and give you permission to release. Can you imagine all the tension escaping from you in that moment? This is what I want. Control. Control of your mind, your body, your future. You know I'm not a malicious person. I'm not trying to ruin you. Darling, I'm going to take care of you in ways that you never could. You're going to be my little prince, and I am going to be your queen. All you have to do is accept. Just accept my conditions, and you can spend every evening for the rest of your life curling up to sleep between my legs after I've used your mouth to my satisfaction. How many men can boast of giving their partners multiple orgasms? Only the ones who know what it is to submit to her will, to listen to her demands, and to put her above yourself in all things. You'll think you'll become less of a man, but I tell you that you will be more man than any of your worthless sidekicks and their stink of machismo. Because when you're with me, your whole life is giving me pleasure. And the trust you put in me inspires me to return it in kind. Or you can go back to your regular life. Fuck your whores, drink with your friends, complain of the long hours at your desk job and the bosses that don't respect you. I'm not going to make you submit to me, darling. You have to make the choice yourself. I know you like my body, my large breasts, my wide hips, these thick thighs. Wouldn't you like them wrapped around your head? Wouldn't you like me to lift up this long skirt and show you the panties I'm wearing? When you belong to me, you'll get to see my panties every day. And I have such pretty panties, darling. You'll get to begin each day by crawling to the breakfast table after you've made my meal, of course, and sitting so nicely between my legs as I eat, so you can expect the panties I've chosen for the day. You can just kneel there and watch my legs slowly open and close. Open and close. Oh, darling. I can see you already trying to look there. I can feel your eyes on me right through this skirt. I know exactly what you want. You want to disappear under my skirt. So cute. Don't you know that's why I wear such long skirts to begin with, baby? It's so I can cover you up when I don't want you to see anything but my pussy. I can make your whole world dark so that the only thing left is me. Isn't that nice? You'll get to make me come every morning, darling. And then you'll change into the clothes I've laid out for you. You'll go to work at a good job, a better job. You'll be motivated. You'll do so well. I'll call you to check up on you. And when you answer me, you're going to call me Mommy. And don't lie when your coworkers ask about those calls. You're going to tell them that it's me on the phone. They're all going to know I'm your wife, and I'm your controlling, caring mommy. Does that make you embarrassed? Are you just a shy little embarrassed boy around me? I think you are. And it's so cute, I just want to push you down to your knees right now and make you service me. Would you like that, darling? Would you like me to be your big mommy and to make you pleasure me? To hold your face firmly between my legs until I'm satisfied? I wonder, is that a reward or a punishment from your perspective? Over time, I think you won't be able to tell the difference. Oh, darling, I can see you wrestling with all of this. I can see it all play out across your face. Your whole sense of self is disintegrating because you want this. You want to be mine. You want me to take you and clutch you and snarl at anyone who even dreams of trying to pull you from my grasp. You want to be taken care of. You want your wife, your mother, and a goddess who demands worship all in one. And there's only one place you can get that, darling. There's only one person who will give that to you. If you just submit. Tell me you want it. Tell me you need it. Beg me for it. Knowing that I could still turn you down and tell you to get out of my house and never return. Purely on a whim. Sweet, darling little man, don't think I can't see the tears you're trying to hold back. You're so close. You can let them out. It's not a weakness to cry in front of me. Give me your emotions. Tell me you don't know what you're doing and you want me to take over for you. To free you from all your troubles, your pain, your uncertainty. You can bare your face in these big breasts of mine and just cry while I rub your back. And when it's all over and you're so tired, so exhausted, I'll take you to my bed. It will always be my bed, darling. Even when you live here, because everything in this house is mine. And you will be too. I'll put you in my bed and I'll begin first thing in the morning. Everything you need. Direction. Care. Discipline. It's okay. You're going to be all right. There we go. Come to me. Shh, 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 shh. Leave it all behind you. Mommy has you now. And you're all mine. Nobody is ever going to take you away from me. That's right. Let me hold you and take care of you, darling. Lay your head on my chest. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the present. I'm going to fix everything for you. Starting tomorrow, we're going to move you in here and you're going to serve me. You're going to give your big, caring mommy everything she desires, aren't you? Say it. You have to say it. Oh, yes. There we go. Good boy. Such a good boy. Mine at last. All mine. Just what I wanted. And I always get what I want.